What about another type of starchy food that you see growing here in Arkansas a lot in these flooded fields?
Rice. Mm-hmm. We have lots of rice in Arkansas.
I saw the first rice I'd seen growing here in Arkansas.
Sure enough,
I've never seen it before this summer.
Well.
Just don't have anything like that in Alabama. What about homemade alcoholic beverage, or these are the stuff made out in the woods, you know, what do you call that?
Moonshine.
Have you ever heard it called anything besides that?
Yeah, well, they make some kind of beer, you know, used to out like that, and whiskey, too.
Ever heard the moonshine called White Lightning?
Yeah, right, yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard it called Splow?
Nope.
Say if something is cooking and it makes a good impression on your nose, you might say
That smells good, uh-huh.
Or say if I had a belt that's made out of pure cowhide, I might say, well, this isn't artificial cowhide, it's
the real thing.
Or another way of saying it, you might say it's genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say, you know, used to, before they sold sugar prepackaged like it is now, it might be sold straight out of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say it's being sold like that?
Bulk.
We're talking about eating things for breakfast. Some people like to spread this stuff on their hot biscuits.
Butter. Or margarine.
Mm-hmm. Or this sweet stuff made out of fruit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly. Mm-hmm. And these condiments you have shakers for on your table. You have, everybody has.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Say I had a bowl of apples and peaches and I offered it to you. You might say, well, I don't think I want a peach, but give me.
Take an apple, huh?
Or say if you were pointing out some boys who had done something, you might say, well, it wasn't these boys right here, it was.
Mm-hmm, those. Mm-hmm.
Or if you were pointing out where something was, you might say, well, it's not right here, it's
over there. Mm-hmm.
Or if you were showing somebody how to do something, you might say, well, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
What would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Let's say a group of fruit trees together, you'd say you had an
orchard.
If somebody was asking me, who owned this orchard, I might say, well, it's not me. I'm just a neighbor. Now, next door is the man.
Mm-hmm. Next door neighbor.
Who owns the orchard.
Mm-hmm.
What about talking about rich and poor and all that? I might say something like, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Rich.
You remember that kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to cut down?
Cherry.
Cherry tree.
Oh, I bought me the biggest bunch of Bing cherries the other day. Just got them in fresh. Oh,
what kind of cherry?
Bing. B-I-N-G, Bing. Mm-hmm. And they're usually from California.
I see. Do they grow around here?
Yeah, cherries grow around here. My grandma used to have a cherry tree when I was living with her out there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let the birds, but get them, you know, ready for about the time they got ripe, before she could make cobblers or anything.
What do you call that hard inside part of the cherry?
The seed.
Seed?
Uh-huh.
And what about the hard inside part of the peach?
Seed.
So the seed too. There's some peaches, I think, the meat's real tight against the seed,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Cling.
Cling peach. What about that other type where it falls out?
Freestone.
Freestone.
Mm-hmm.